It's time to get dirty with your Cycle Pass single track report. Cycle Pass open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5 p.m. in the Pioneer Commerce Center in Truckee. Labor Day sale starts this Friday and Saturday. Santa Cruz e-mountain bikes, the Vala and Built, $1,000 off. Save up to $3,000 on Rocky Mountain Instinct XL e-mountain bikes, 30% off. Murph electric cruisers and Mac Fox electric bikes, all $200 off. Cycle Pass located in the Pioneer Commerce Center in Truckee. As we saddle up and roll into the final single track report of the season, huge shout outs go out to all the first responders and firefighters that put themselves in harm's way for our safety. Thank you. And with that, let's go right back to where we started this season in April in Northwest Reno and the Peavine Trail system right in the heart of the recent Hawk Fire. The Hawk Fire burnt a large portion of the Cow Canyon Trail and burnt over the entire Hawk Meadow Trail all the way to Peavine Peak and beyond to the north all the way to 395. I'll be back again to ride through the aftermath after the trail reopens. With so many fires over the past couple of decades burning through the trails, I want to rise through the ashes and honor those trail builders who built back and built these trails better. Rolling back into 2007, late June, early July, the Angora Fire. And if you've rode the Angora Ridge Trail since then, you know what I'm talking about. This one rose from the ashes and became a jewel of South Lake Tahoe. Staying in South Lake Tahoe Basin in the El Dorado National Forest in 2021, the Caldor Fire, over 20 miles of premier mountain bike trails were affected. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Saxon Creek Trail, the Corral Trail, the Armstrong Pass Trail and Armstrong Connector, and Sidewinder and Incense Trail, along with Caples Creek and Cody Meadows area. While the Caldor Fire was burning, another raging fire was burning in the north and really put one on our neighbors. It is the Dixie Fire. It affected the Lost Sierra, Plumas National Forest, Lassen National Forest, and parts of the Lassen Volcanic National Park, including riding zones like Mount Huff near Quincy. They suffered severe burn damage, prompting massive community-led rebuilding and cleanup efforts by groups like the Sierra Buttes Trail Stewardship, who has rebuilt Mount Huff to make it a mountain biking mecca and one of Northern California's premier mountain biking destinations. The Mount Huff Zone has rose out of the ashes and back to greatness. So many lives have been affected by fire, and so many miles of trails have burned during my 23 years behind the microphone here at 101.5. So I leave you with these final words on my final report of the 2026 season. These trails we ride is where our neighbors, family, friends, and workforce live. Use your best judgment at all time. One spark could destroy it all. There is a lot of riding season left, and critical fire danger is going to keep ramping up until Mother Nature brings us winter. Remember, if you see something, have the courage to say something. Call 911 immediately. And remember, you are the first responder. And that's your final Cycle Pass single track report. I'll see you next year on the corner of Single Track and Radness.
101.5 Truckee Tower Radio is not responsible for riders' ability and stupid bike tricks. Trail conditions change rapidly. This report is meant to take you on a trip in your mind, not a trip to the hospital. And always, carry duct tape in case you spring a leak.
Cycle Pass is a proud supporter of the Truckee Dirt Union. The Truckee Dirt Union, founded from the heart and soul of mountain biking. The TDU is backed by community members, businesses, industry pros, and all kinds of trail users just like you. Go to TruckeeDirtUnion.org to endorse the TDU. The Cycle Pass Single Track Report can be found anytime online at TruckeeTahoeRadio.com and on Apple Music, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. Search KTKE Single Track. Now get out there and get dirty.